Kasabonika Lake, Sunday's church fire has devastated the community of Kasabonika Lake, said the community's head counselor. Rachel Mamakwa said community members noticed the 30-year-old Anglican church was set ablaze around 6:30 a.m. By the time a watering truck arrived a half hour later, the church was completely destroyed. This is in part due to the community having no firefighters or fire suppression equipment. All they had to use was just a water truck that delivers water to homes, Mamakwa said. She believes the driver was refilling the water truck after attending another fire in the community. When that fire happened, the guy who drives the water truck said that he only had 2 hours of sleep. Just after he put out the trailer fire, he had to go and try to put out the church fire. He must have driven to get some more water before going to the church, Mamakwa said. Before the church fire, a trailer containing building supplies was also set on fire. Officers with the Anishinaabe Police Service have arrested one individual in connection to the trailer fire, but Nan said there is no evidence at this time to connect the individual to the church fire. The investigation is ongoing. The Anglican Church was home to many historical documents. Funeral records, baptism records, marriage certificates, and confirmation records were burned by the flames. We baptized our children in the church. We buried our children. That's where I gave my last advice to two of my kids, my son and my daughter. It's so very heartbreaking, Mamakwa said. She said the church wasn't insured. A group of community members built it 30 years ago. It was the local members. They built it without getting paid for it. They just gave their time to build that church. Most of those people that helped build the church are gone now, Mamakwa reflected. She said the community is still in shock over the incident and there are no plans to rebuild. That church blessed our new council. They blessed us and wished us to be better. I guess to be good. Our second one was in May, we had our second blessing and I made it in again for a second term. It affects everybody, especially the council. We're very fortunate to give our second blessing there, said Mamakwa.